There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You just got to do what Taylor Swift does and shake it off.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming on our My Talk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not sitting on hold for Ticketmaster, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Well, it's hard to shake that off when everything crashes.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, my friends. It's Wednesday, November 16th, the year 2022. Welcome to our show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Geographic Information Systems Day. Mm. Easy for you to say. Welcome to Have a Party with Your Bear Day. Welcome to International Check Your Wipers Day, only celebrated in North America. Welcome to International Day of Tolerance. Welcome to Alexis's, one of her favorite days of the year, Button Day. Button Day.
Yeah.
Welcome to Educational Support Professionals Day. Welcome to Fast Food Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. Coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
My dear friend Alexis, I ask you, how the hell is your coffee?
Oh, I just took another sip.
Ah.
It is so refreshing today and so lively. Dark roast and roasty toasty. It feels fantastic.
Dawn the McLean.
I don't know yet. Let me taste it.
Go ahead. Live on the air.
I can take my hands off the wheel.
I love this. Go ahead. Yeah, I know. Dawn's hands are permanently
pretty
stuck
good
in the shape of a steering wheel today.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's good.
Mine is really good. Made by Angela, who wasn't having a great day today. So I send love to my Starbucks buddy, Angela.
Already?
Pylon Angela. Yeah, you know.
It's only just begun.
Well, you know, people can immediately.
Or it might have begun a lot earlier for her than us. You
probably
never know.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
True, true.
Pylon
and,
Angela,
we'll see.
I love you. Yeah.
Aww.
It'll get better.
It will get better, Angela. I might swing back after work and bring her a flower or something. I don't know. Sweet potato pie. I think this is applicable today. Oh, is it? Where's my computer? Why is my computer not going?
I don't know. I've got it on and up. No, no, I don't.
Oh,
there you go.
There
we
go. Oh yeah.
It's Snowmageddon 2009.
22.
Oh, my God. That's our snow. I know. That's an old ass open right there. It's Snowmageddon, our first time rolling this season.
Yeah.
Dawn McLean is reporting live from her car. Good morning, Dawn.
Hello.
How was your drive in, Dawn?
Well, to get to the highway was a real chore. I was behind a snow truck putting down salt the whole way, which was 20 miles an hour. And
an
I was
hour
keeping a real safe distance behind him.
Yeah.
Or her.
Smart.
And so, yeah, that took me three times as long. So I was like, oh, my God, am I ever going to get to work? And then I don't go fast on these roads, even though, you know, you just don't know. It's still snowing. There could be slick spots overnight. I'm sure part of it froze. So I am like nervous, Nelly. I'm not nervous, but I don't take chances.
No. Yeah. Black eyes
this
can
be
anywhere.
This is the only car I have.
Yeah. Lex, how was yours from the shore view?
Oh, pedal to the metal. I got here super quick.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Lex
regular
is doing
day.
64.
I didn't get caught behind a snowplow or anything, so I just, nothing spectacular, just same old, same old.
Oh, God.
Pedal to the metal. Lex was doing 70, 72.
Yep. I got here in 0.5. I mean, it was great. How about you, Jace?
I was doing normal, and then I thought to myself, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
Because there's a couple curves coming out of downtown, and the older I get, the more cautious I become as a driver, and I used to make fun of my mom, like, and now that my mom lives here again, or not again, but now that she lives in snowy climate again.
Yeah.
Girl, she called me yesterday. This is, like, she doesn't even like to drive on the highways in July. I mean, highways freak her out, especially here, because she doesn't know, you know, the highway system very well. She gets a lot of anxiety. Anyway, she called me yesterday. She was cracking me up. She goes, Jason, I said yes. She goes, don't laugh at me. And I said, okay, I can't promise that, but I can't promise and I'm not going to laugh at you. I said, but what? And she goes, I have a question, but you can't laugh at me. And I said, oh, God. I said, now I am going to laugh at you because you're basically setting me up to laugh at you.
Yeah.
And she goes, I saw a commercial that Arby's is having a 4-for-$10 sale. She goes, you know, she goes, I know, you know, I love the Arby's. And I said, I know you do, Mom. I remember her and I used to sit when I was a kid. It used to be 5-for-$5. Remember those days?
Mm-hmm.
The five roast beefs for $5. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
The two of us. My mom would get off work from Party Cookies. She worked at a cookie factory. And then my dad and I would pick her up. And then we would go and get Arby's. Anyway, so she goes, they have 4-for-$10 right now. And I said, okay. She goes, do you know if Uber delivers this?
Great question.
Oh, man. I'm sure they do.
And I said, well, I go, okay, Mom. I said, oh. And she goes, and then, or the instant pot cart. And I said, okay, Mom, I said, you're confusing a lot of brands. I said,
so let me, Instacart?
Let me help you out. It's Instacart. Instacart.
Yes.
And I said, that's just for stores. That's just, you know, for Walgreens and that will deliver groceries, blah, blah, blah. I said, now Uber is what Alexis just discovered a couple months ago. No, I said Uber.
That's right. I got it now. I got the app. Do you?
That's right. Do y'all know about Uber? Lex can tell you. But I said Uber, Mom, is the car service. I go, but Uber has a spinoff app called Uber Eats. And I said, let me go on the Uber Eats and see if they have the Arby's for you.
Yeah.
So I said, hold on, Mom. So I put her on speaker. So I go, and this brings up, this is a story mixed with a, hey, fix that, which isn't a segment. I just came up with that off the top of my head.
I like it.
So if you go to Uber Eats, yes, they will deliver. I put my mom's address in.
Okay.
They will deliver her roast beef sandwiches to her.
Oh, but great. Here's the problem.
Oh. Here's the problem. They don't recognize the specials.
What?
You can't get the specials on the Uber, like on the delivery sites. Because then I went to DoorDash. I thought, okay, none of them can provide you the restaurant's specials.
Or at
the very least. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why the restaurant isn't sending the signals to the delivery. I don't know. Maybe they can't. But y'all got to fix that. It's 2022.
Yes.
We can do I mean, great things.
What is the price difference here? Are we talking like a couple dollars or?
Well, not really.
No,
a normal roast beef sandwich is now like $5.20.
Oh. And so she can get four for
$10.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
That's a lot for my mom.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to disappoint her. So I said, Mom, they don't have it. I go, let me work the problem. So I hung up on her. And I just, for the love of
Peter, just drove Peter over.
And then she immediately started screaming, going, I need my Arby's.
She did, basically. And I knew what she was doing at home. She's like, oh, I know she was vacillating. She wasn't eating because she was trying to figure out her next move. I know what she was doing.
Well, and so if that's what you're hankering for,
yep.
You know, you just perciferate. You just, oh.
That's such a good
word. That's all you want.
Say that word again.
Perciferate.
Okay.
You can't stop thinking about it.
Now say it with a Scottish accent.
Perciferate.
So I hung up and I'm like, criminy Nittles. I can afford to buy my mom.
Your mom a roast beef sandwich. What's wrong with you?
Exactly, Lex. So I hung up. I go, Mom, I'll work the problem. Let me call you back. I hung up
and
I
just, decent delivery.
So I ordered her, damn. I gave her, I ordered just 5 or 8 regular priced roast beef sandwiches.
And didn't
she
tell her.
To freeze. I didn't tell her. I did. Good. So I called her. So I didn't even tell
her.
Yeah,
it's worth every penny.
Yeah, don't tell her.
I let her get surprised. So then I did the expedited delivery. So Sarah, who delivered my mom's roast beef sandwiches yesterday, thank you. She got her there. She got him the sandwiches within like 15 minutes. So my mom texted. She was, oh my God. She goes, what a big surprise. And I'm like, yeah, great. Here you go. That makes you happy, lady. That's the least I can do for you. There you go. Anyway, but fix that, delivery services.
She can easily heat those up later. They just last.
She freezes them. She loves them.
Oh, she freezes them.
Yep.
Does it have cheese on it? Or
No. She likes them plain. Naked, as she calls them. Naked.
Even better.
But delivery services, fix that. Thank you. When we come back, boobies, nipples, and Coors Light. Mm, boobies, nipples, and Coors
That's
Light.
Right.
Next.
You've got mail.
We're hearing from you this morning. Welcome back. Panda writes to us, Uber Eats also won't recognize coupons.
What?
Yeah. So we got to fix this. And also, I forgot that Panda lives near Dar. I got to introduce those two because Panda said she would have brought Dar some damn sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
We could have put her to work? Damn.
Yes. I got to get Panda. Well, Dar knows that half the people in Burnsville by now. Again, she lives in senior citizen Knott's Landing, or I should say retirement Knott's Landing. But
amazing.
Yeah. Thanks, Panda. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. It's Wednesday, November 16th. Boobies and nipples. Lex, why
the gosh.
Hell?
Okay.
What's up with this?
So yesterday, I go to pick up the kid at daycare. We call it school. And yeah. He's in a new classroom at the end of the hall versus where he was before. So, you know, I was trying to find him, and he runs out. And that day, he was happy to see me. So that was great. You know, you never know.
That day,
you know, sometimes he has a meltdown. Sometimes he runs up and gives me a big hug, which was one of those days, which was great. And so we go back into his room. And I'm like, oh, show me your new classroom. Where is your cubby? You know, where he hangs his coat and everything. And he's like, all right, over here. So we get his coat. And there's another parent that's picking up her child, and he's putting his jacket on. He looks up at me, and, you know, my kid isn't quiet, right? I know his name is Zen, but Zen actually means nature, and, you know, nature isn't always quiet, right?
Right.
So he looks up at me, and he points at me. And
the other kid.
My kid, Zen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The other kid's there putting his jacket on with his mom. And Zen points at me and he goes, you have boobies.
Oh, my God.
Super loud. And with that emphasis.
With that emphasis.
And I go, yeah, I have boobies. Yeah, I do. You know, I mean, at that point, it's just like, uh-huh. The mom kind of looks over. We kind of smile at each other. Oh. And then he touches his chest.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And he goes, and I have. Nipples!
Well, it sounds like a great Monday of discovery. I mean,
what the hell are they teaching at that school?
Yeah.
Or Lex, what's Spidey and his amazing friends teaching him?
Yeah, that spin and that ghost spider, man. Maybe they've got some anatomy.
Oh my gosh, this is fantastic. God.
So the mom at this point, we just look at each other and we just start dying laughing because how can you not laugh at that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it felt like, remember that, what was that movie? Was it Kindergarten Cop? Where the kids, like, boys have penises and girls have vaginas.
I think so, yeah.
It felt like that moment. Oh, gosh, yeah. That was so funny. I remember watching it as a kid and just thinking it was the funniest thing ever. And so anyway, we started laughing, and the teacher, I was like, what are you teaching in this school? And I'm already thinking, okay, this is at 3 years old, you know, they're already, you know, curious and talking about it. And now he's definitely said boobies at home before, because that has happened before. So I don't know the origin story of that, whether maybe I started the boobie thing and maybe I've got the boobie kid who talks about it to the other kids at school.
And then their parents are like, who taught you this?
Right. And then I'm going to deny.
I'm like, I don't know. I think he learned it from your kid.
Yeah. Boobies? What? I don't know.
Maybe he learned it from me from a couple years ago.
Well, he learned a lot of things that day.
Boobies! Baby.
Oh man.
Oh man, Lex.
They are so funny, man. These kids.
Oh. They really are. It's right? The best. It's so exhausting. Oh. But also so hilarious.
Yes.
It's a great time.
You're tired, you get sick all the time. But then he says stuff like that, and you're just like, wow, I just feel really just blessed to be able to do it. Like,
Lexus,
just
you're so sweet
to be around this kid and like just see his personality bloom. And it's fun. But
that's the age. If I could go back in time and selfishly just make my daughter three forever.
Three?
Well, yeah, that's it.
Because they think
it.
The world of you, right? I mean, I am just, he cannot believe that I know old McDonald had a farm. He's just like, wait, what? With the moo-moo here and a moo-moo there, everywhere a moo-moo. He's looking at me like,
this is a global thing that I just said. That's so great.
Like it was just a school thing, you know, like when his world start to merge. And then he's like, wait a second. And I go, and I know about the itsy bitsy spider.
And he's like,
what?
He's going to have a great imagination, I think, since he's so enthralled by those kind of things.
I told Lex yesterday.
Gosh, it's a riot.
I told Lex yesterday, we had lunch together, and I said, I have my nephew, Fennin, my brother-in-law, Leo's kid, is exactly the same age as him. They're like 3 days apart.
That's great.
And they don't, and I love this, you know, they limit screen time and blah, 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 but, you know, the gay uncles and grandma and papa, or grandma and grandpa, we go by different rules.
Right.
We exposed him being, you know, we're the Disney gunkles, you know?
Yes.
Look at this world.
Girl, I told Lex, Dawn, we showed him a little bit of Coco over the summer, and his eyes got as big as saucers. And now they're stuck with it.
That's crazy. He's like, show me Coco.
Coco.
Oh, well, that's like, a good thing to love.
He's like, and remember me.
I know. What made me think of it is he goes, Coco? Like, he looked at the two of us like we knew Coco.
Like, so you are the Coco.
Yeah. Oh, see. Like,
masters.
Oh, so
and
fun.
Colin is so cute with him because they look alike. I mean, Colin and Leo look very similar. Yeah. So Fennin looks like he could be, you know, Colin's. Anyway, and he looks up at Colin with those big eyes. And he goes, Coco? Coco, and I look at Colin. I go, we have ruined this kid.
Oh,
like, this is it.
So
like,
much.
Leo's gonna kill us. Leo is gonna kill us. But no. And now they, you know, he watches it in moderation. But he loves the Coco. But it is that wonderment, Lex, that you're talking about. That everything is just magical to them.
And they're expressing themselves and negotiating. I love that too. Where they do bad things and they're like, oh, and their little faces will contort in their lies, and you're like, oh God, I can't laugh right now, because they'll have excuses for things. My daughter was also loved The Lion King, because that was out right when she was like 2-3. And so every day in the car, it was The Lion King on, and she would just sing to her heart out, and her eyes, like she would really get into it, like she was at some spiritual experience, you know, and in her little high chair, and I would, or her car seat, and I would just look over at her and go, oh God, what am I going to do when she grows up? Please don't grow up.
And she's not singing, I just can't wait to be king in my car.
I miss her so much.
It
goes by quick.
It almost,
I
makes
already
me,
feel that way.
Yeah. I had a tinge. Colin and I talked. We had a conversation on Sunday.
On fire?
I was really kind of thinking. I was like, okay, I could be an Andy. Andy Cohen's having a baby, and he's older than I am. So
yeah. You guys would be great dads. I know we joke that you know, like you shouldn't or something, but honestly, you would.
I think we would. I don't think we would be. I think we would raise a good human. Hey, check out Listener Rewards, everybody. Dunn Brothers and General Store of Minnetonka gift cards, plus $1,000 in lighting from Southern Lights, $1,000 in custom furniture from Farmhouse Style, or Wild tickets. Oh, my goodness. Chorus Light Nail Polish and Taylor Swift next. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I might talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Everything.
We have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
There it is.
Thanks for the tip.
There we go. Kindergarten Cop. I'm Jace with Lex and John.
Vagina.
Yeah. But hey, before the party continues, we talk about Coors Light. You just heard Tenny. I just gave him a new name, Tenny. Tenny.
Tenny the traffic teddy bear.
Tenny the traffic teddy bear. You just heard Kenny there. No laughing matter on the roads today. And for all that's good, right, and holy in the world, please stay in your car. Did you just hear what he said? A pedestrian got hit, broke his legs, broke their legs. Please stay in your car.
That injury, yes. Do not get out.
No, please. You don't want to make it. It's never a good thing. No, we like to be talked about by Kenny, but it's never good to be highlighted in Kenny's traffic reports. You don't want to be.
Poor person and their family. Yeah. I'm just. Ugh.
It's awful. So please stay in your cars if you're listening to us and you're on the roads right now. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Coors Light nail polish. What the hell is this?
I want this, you guys. So basically what it is, Coors Light, you know, it's the only beer that's as cold as the Rockies.
The only one.
Okay.
And by the way, only good as cold as the Rockies, ice cold, because when it warms up, ooh,
it's disgusting.
That is like mountain lion pee-pee. Yeah. So they want this to be properly chilled. They have a nail polish out. It's called Chill Polish. And it's a really pretty color. And the ink turns the mountains blue when the liquid inside has reached appropriate coldness. So when you paint your nails and you have your hand around the glass and it gets cold, the paint of your nail polish changes colors. If you put your finger in the glass, it changes colors. So I think it's really cute. I think it's something I need. So if it's too warm, then the color won't change.
It's like a mood ring.
Yes. Yeah,
but for beer, Lex.
Wow.
You don't have to stick your finger in there. You can just hold the glass. Yeah, I regretted that after I said it. You don't have to stink your finger in the glass, but just hold it.
Goes through your skin. How much is this polish?
Ooh.
Can we buy this now?
It's $7 per bottle. You can get it at shop.coorslight.com. It's a limited release polish. Every Tuesday at 11 a.m., the polish will open up on the website until December 13th while supplies last.
Oh, it's sold out right now.
Yeah. I'm asking for a friend.
For Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah.
Does it come in Bud Light variety?
No.
I'm asking for a friend. Yeah.
What you do is you get the bottle of this, and then you just, the chill polish, you just put
Bud Light label it for my mother-in-law.
Just put Bud, yeah. Real cute.
What color would Bud Light polish be?
Zebra Red. Urine. Yeah.
That Budweiser from St. Louis.
That delicious Bud Blue. That can is a very specific blue.
Bud Blue? So what makes Bud that blue. Different?
I don't know. But that can, man. You can spot it anywhere, that Bud Light. So.
If you're ever in St. Louis, please go to the Budweiser tour. It's really fun.
Oh, that'd be fun to take her.
It's like you hear the whole history of the family. Like it is, and you tour the whole factory, and then they have a beautiful beer garden outside, and you get like a flight of their beers as a part of the tour, and you can eat great food.
We should just for her birthday one year, like not tell her anything, and like just take her to the airport. Like tell her we're going somewhere, you know, and then drive her to the airport. And then just get on a flight to St. Louis and not tell her anything. And then take her to the Budweiser factory. God, she would die. That would be hysterical. Oh, God.
I love surprising people or trying to like that. It's never actually happened.
It's hard.
Every time I try, something happens.
Yeah, but it's hard. But and she's not listening right now. She would have already have texted me.
Or go to Puerto Rico and do the Bacardi tour.
Ooh, do both.
Guys, you did that, didn't you,
Yes,
Lex?
I did. And that was spectacular.
I do want to go to Puerto Rico soon. Colin and I have talked about that. It's just one of those places I do want to see.
Plan it for the winter.
Yeah.
Right
January,
now.
January, February, perfect time to go.
I decided I want to plan something for the winter, someplace warm, so I don't get down in the dumps.
Yeah, something to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. A little trip like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of things to look forward to, it's time for our big story.
Now the big deal.
Okay.
This is big.
This is... Oof. I'm not being Jason. I'm not overselling this. I'm not hyping this up. This is all any... Most of the people in my orbit in this building, I'm at the Fox Studios, all anybody has talked about since yesterday at 10 a.m. Central, and that is the Taylor Swift Ticketmaster debacle.
The demand is so high.
Yeah.
It just shut it down, or it made it real slow.
Lex, give the kids the nuts and bolts of the story. So what happened?
So there were some pre-sales for her tickets and her dates that there's a handful that because she's announced a new tour, began selling yesterday, and fans went on, of course, to buy those tickets, and the site crashed, froze during the process. By getting into the pre-sales, I guess they got a code that they would go to her website or Ticketmaster, put the code in, and then be able to buy them. But then Ticketmaster was going, wow, this demand is so big. Just use the actual link that they give you, and that will help you. So at first, Ticketmaster said, no, we're good.
Everything's
people
fine
are buying
here.
Stuff.
It's fine. How are you?
Yeah, the site's not down. Right. People are actively buying these tickets. Don't worry.
Uh-huh.
And they kept telling people to hang tight. Of course, then everyone goes to Twitter, Instagram, starts complaining about it. And then later they suggested, using that actual link and that they're going to stagger it from now on. Versus just opening up the pre-sales.
Oh, really?
So in some ways, they did admit to it, but they didn't say it in that many words that it completely crashed the site. But for an optimal shopping experience, make sure you log in with the access code and the link that we sent you via text.
Are these the people that already have a Capital One card or in her fan club? So it's just to service all those people.
Exactly. These are the pre-sales. These aren't even... regular folk who's just like, hey, let's just try to go to the Eras tour.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here. No, thank you. How are you?
And now they've got bad blood.
Yeah. Oh, look at you, Lex. And they're not going to shake it off anytime soon because here's what I witnessed. And by the way, as I'm telling you this story, from my vantage point, and I didn't get tickets, but I saw several people trying. 651-641-1071. Do you have a horror story? Because I have one from somebody, a friend of mine.
Oh,
651-641-1071. If you have
a horror story about getting Taylor Swift tickets at this moment.
Yes. Okay. Two things. First, Alex Kendall. She won't mind me saying this, I don't think. My my buddy Alex.
Oh, her daughter probably loves Taylor
her
Swift.
Daughter loves. Her daughter tried all day long, literally all day.
Oh, wow.
Stopped, didn't have canceled plans, cleared her schedule, and never got them. Because it went on sale at 10 a.m., I had members of my studio audience trying to get into the queue during the show. So we made a bit out of it because I thought it was hysterical. And this woman got all the way, Lex. So the queue was paused. The virtual queue was paused. And everyone's like, what the hell does that mean? This woman got all the way to the front of the queue. She got ready to get the tickets. She got that notification. She put in the code that the credit card company had given her, okay, which was a right code. The system told her it was an invalid key, code, and removed her, like disconnected her.
Oh,
she had waited.
No.
She had waited all of this time to try to get these tickets, thought she was making progress, put a code in, and it knocked her out. Jeff, executive producer Jeff, tried all day long, and finally got tickets last night at 5 p.m.
Wow.
And then another member of our staff got caught in a great glitch, and it wasn't on purpose. This wasn't like it. She got caught in a glitch that sent her to the front of the line, and she got front row tickets.
Wow.
She got ready. It looked like it was going to disconnect her. She didn't touch it because they told her not to reboot, and it sent her to the front of the virtual queue.
Whoa,
and she got front row.
How many tickets did she buy?
She got two.
She got two. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
All I know is, This is what's scandalous to me is, and I'm not getting political with this. Let's do this. Let's take a break because we're having a wonderful morning. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning. Everything entertainment, everything Han Solo.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yep. Taylor Swift ticket debacle is truly the number one story in entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
It's just crazy. I'll give you my take in a second, but let's go to the phone lines. We want to hear your Taylor Swift Ticketmaster horror story now. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. Good morning, Alexis. Good morning, Dawn.
Hi.
Good
morning.
Did you try to get the tickets, Jonathan?
I sure did. And first off, it's been 2 hours I waited on the phone line, and it said, pardon me, but no, thank you, and you're paused. And then I got up this morning, and then I got on, and it said, you're number one. And I'm like, woohoo, finally, right? Wrong, because there's no single tickets left. But here's a tip for your listeners. If you go to U.S. Bank Stadium's ticket box office, they usually have tickets on sale there that you could possibly buy without the ticket fees and anything else. So use your brain. Don't stress over it. Taylor Swift, she'll be back.
Okay. Oh. Thank you, Jonathan.
Have a great day. You. Stay healthy.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, so don't. I love Jonathan, but let me don't take that.
He said
he
was in line. It was like 2,000 was his place in line at first. So, oof.
Take that with a little flavored salt. Let's go to Dawn on line two. Hi, Dawn. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
What happened to you?
Well, it was my daughter. She has laryngitis right now, so I'm speaking for her.
Oh. Perfect.
But it began, she was debating if she was going to take the morning off or the whole day off work. Thank goodness she took the whole day off. She was in line for 5 hours.
Oh!
Finally got in to purchase her tickets, it froze. She got kicked out and had to go back in line for another 2 hours.
Oh.
Seven hours.
Oh.
She finally got her ticket.
Yay.
And then there was a $147 service fee for their service that didn't work.
Yep.
Oh, my. $147?
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you for mentioning that, Dawn.
Oh, Dawn.
Wow. Yeah. A service fee, Dawn, for a service that didn't work.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
How much did she end up paying, can I ask?
$700.
Oh, girl.
Oh, God.
She had a couple tickets?
Capital One. She did everything she was supposed to do for pre-sales.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Dawn.
But, and then she wanted, she thought she was going to get, like, hopefully front row seats.
Yeah.
But that was an $800 charge just for the VIP package.
Oh my gosh. Plus $147 for service.
Outrageous. Oh, yeah. Dawn, tell her we hope she feels better and you have a good day. Thank you for calling.
Smiling. We love you guys. Thank you.
We love her. We're hearing from people on social media too.
You got mail.
Wow. My buddy, our buddy Cindy Lex writes, she got tickets yesterday, but it was a process. It was a process.
Oh.
And
I was like, what are you smelling? Okay.
And I was afraid I was not going to smell that.
Okay.
But I'm so glad that Dawn teed me up there. The fees. That is what is outrageous to me, is the fact that Jeff brought this up. He's like, and my baby Bjorn, producer baby Bjorn, he's like, they charged me for a fee for a service that failed.
People should do a class action suit against Ticketmaster. I mean, Pearl Jam tried to stop all this business a long time ago. They're my favorite band, and they fought against it, and they had to just end up, you know, just resolving it and going with Ticketmaster again. It was like, it's such a bummer, but they absolutely hate it for their fans, and it's like there's no way around dealing with them. It's just criminal.
If the youngins don't know what Dawn's talking about, Pearl Jam went to Congress in 1994 to combat this, and nothing has been done. And it's actually gotten worse, because remember, Ticketmaster was allowed, I don't remember what year this was, to gobble up Live Nation.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it is like, it's like a Star Destroyer. I mean, it's like the Death Star. And it needs, I don't always love regulation, but sometimes regulation is necessary. And that's where I said I was going to talk about it. Come on. This is not consumer friendly.
No.
It is, and here's not the other consumer part of friendly this at all. It's ridiculous.
The other part is that people who did get through are now reselling them on StubHub.
Gross.
There's tickets for $22,000 right now.
This is, oh my gosh.
Shannon writes to us on Twitter, I know someone who waited 7.5 hours, got six tickets, and the cost was over $3,500. She writes to the three of us on Twitter. Thank you.
Wow. It's just, I'm sorry. I think she's a fantastic artist, but none of that is worth it to me. I would rather go to Europe.
Well, and listen to this.
With that money. I mean,
I'd rather go to Disney.
That's about how much money I spent.
Yeah, I'm going to Costco.
Salat, atta girl. Atta girl. Salat, what is outrageous is that, this is such a good point, everybody. Salat writes, what is outrageous is that Ticketmaster gave out the pre-sale codes. That means they knew the head count.
True.
So they shouldn't have been surprised by the volume impacting their system.
Oh, that's such a good point.
So, and they've been doing this a long time. Okay, so you better get your act together. You know what?
Unless people shared their codes, would it have still worked?
I see what you mean. Like whoever gets in first with this code.
Yeah.
And then the code. I don't know, but they should have figured this out by now. It's ridiculous.
That's the other. Dawn, you took. That's the other thing. This company isn't new. It's not like it was this. It's been around.
Yeah.
Over 20
years.
For decades. Yeah. Yeah. I want to give away some Louis Tomlinson tickets right now without any charge or fee. Can I do that?
Good segue, Dawn. Good segue.
Okay. 651-641-1071. Caller 7. I know it's not Taylor Swift, but at least you have no worries. You just get to take these tickets and go right in.
He's coming this summer, isn't he?
Yeah. Next summer to the Armory. And that is in June. June 16th, 2023.
And Dawn will not push you out of the queue.
No.
651-641-1071. Call Dawn now. Thank you, Louie. You know what it reminded me of, Lex, in our last minute here? I mentioned it. I mentioned Disney for a reason. I'm watching my audience members in the studio, and I thought it was hysterical. The two ladies were cracking me up. It looked like Disney, Lex. It looked like, you hear me talk about virtual queues at Disney World? That's what it looked like. And I'm thinking to myself, if Disney World, and they have their technical glitches, if Disney World can get thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of people onto a ride, onto a virtual queue for a ride, don't tell me that the technology isn't there for Ticketmaster. I mean, I see it.
Yes.
It happens. Disney does it. I don't mean
every day.
Every day of the year, Disney moves in and out hundreds of thousands of people. And I'm not pulling that number out of my butt. That's why it's scandalous to me.
It is.
Dear new Congress, do something, please. You just got elected. I know there are huge, bigger priorities, but please put this on the list at some point next year. Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it's becoming a monopoly, so
it is a damn monopoly.
Do whatever they want. Yeah, unfortunately.
Gross. When we come back, we have more tickets to give away. Plus, Naked Men Are Back, the new Magic Mike trailer, and Mariah. Alexis is going to tell you why Mariah Carey is not feeling very happy today.